Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message. Welcome to my podcast, everybody. It's Patty Valenzuela with you guys. I'm super excited to just share a quick podcast today on schemes, deceptions, plots against the body of Christ. Maybe you've been up under spiritual warfare. You don't know what's going on. You've been up under attack. You don't know. There's all kinds of situations that have risen up against you. You don't know where they're coming from. There's been sabotages, all kinds of hidden agendas and schemes that the enemy has been plotting up against you, and you really don't know what is going on. Listen, God wants to release wisdom over the body of Christ. God wants to release insight. God wants to release strategies against every attack that the enemy has risen up against the body of Christ. He wants to make sure that you have enlightenment, that you have light, that you're not in the dark. The enemy loves to call people out prematurely, to destroy them prematurely. And so I believe that there are a lot of plots, a lot of schemes, a lot of things that have maybe risen up, and you are not understanding. You're saying, you know, what is all of this? And you got to understand something about your enemy, is that he works undercover. The enemy does not work in the light. He works undercover. And so he is the father of lies, John chapter 8 says. And so he's always hidden. He's always camouflaged. The enemy is not going to knock at your door and come with little, you know, with horns and a pitch red fork and say, hey, I'm here to take your family. He's not going to do that. He's not going to knock at your front door and announce to you that he's come to plot against you, that he's come to use so-and-so, a family member, a friend, somebody that you knew that is a Christian, to try to pull you out. Listen, Satan is not going to announce that. He works undercover. The way he operates is through camouflage. And so sometimes we don't understand what's behind the scenes. And the body of Christ cannot be an ignorant people. We've got to be people that are enlightened, that we have revelation. And God is coming and he's releasing light to the people. He's releasing wisdom and he's releasing insight and he's releasing revelation into the people so that you do not become ignorant. The Bible even says it in the Bible. You see it in Luke chapter 8, verse 17. It says, there is nothing hidden that will not be exposed or disclosed. It says, nothing will be hidden that will not be disclosed. In other words, God is going to disclose every hidden agenda of the enemy. He is a deceiver. He lies to the people. And what God, when he comes, he is light. The Bible says that God is light. And when he sheds his light, he exposes all the hidden things. So everything that you've been going through, everything that you have encountered in this year, listen, you've got to be a people that understand that there is a God that will expose the hidden agendas of the enemy. Why? So that you can fight strategically, so that you know how to face it, so that you know how to fight it. And so one of the ways to do that is you've got to stay in the presence of God. The only way you're going to know the secrets of God, the only way you're going to expose the enemy, is when you are in the presence of God. In the presence of God, God will reveal every secret. It is in his presence that you will win. And you will win every single time. It is in the presence of God that if there is an assignment against your life, God will see to it that he exposes every hidden agenda. See, you are called to be a winner. You are called to be an overcomer. You are called to be more than a conqueror. You are not called to be defeated. And there's been a spirit of defeat and a spirit of discouragement that has been released over the body of Christ because the enemy has been plotting and scheming, and he's come with assignments and agendas to take the people out prematurely. But I come to expose it, and I come to declare over your life that you were not called to live in ignorance. You're not called to live in darkness. The promises of God are yes and amen, and his promises still stand. You were not called to be defeated. You were called to walk in the light. You were called to walk in the anointing of God. You were called to live free. So every plot, I declare in the name of Jesus, be broken off of you. Every hidden agenda needs to be broken off of you. Look what 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11 says. in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes or devices. That word device means plots, plans, schemes. And so he's always hiding. He doesn't want you to know that it's him behind that person, that friend, that family member. He doesn't want you to know that it was behind them that Satan is trying to plot against you to pull you out, to cause you to just fall and go back to the world. Listen, Satan sometimes operates through people. People are not our enemy. The enemy is our enemy, but the enemy uses people to plot against us. And you have to know your friends, who really those friends really are, the people that are coming to your life. Who are they really? Are they plotting to take you out? Are they trying to pull you prematurely out? Are they plotting to come against the plan of God, the perfect will of God? I command the light of God to be released and ushered into every person, every mind, every emotion, every soul, to be enlightened so that you know what's behind that. Listen what it says in 2 Corinthians. It said, so that we may not be ignorant, unaware of his schemes. We are not called to be ignorant people. You know why you can't be ignorant? Because then Satan will have an advantage over you, and he will outwit you. We cannot be outwitted by the enemy. We've got to be people that have the upper hand. We've got to be people that have the upper grip. We've got to be one step ahead, one step ahead. See, every enemy in your life has to be exposed. I just declare in Jesus' name, I mean, any sneak attack that the enemy has ever done. If you look at the United States, on December the 7th in 1941, there was a sneak attack against the United States. And you look at it in Pearl Harbor. And here the Japanese came and they attacked, and it was a sneak attack against Pearl Harbor. Did you know the warning signs were there? But we did not listen to the warning signs. Many of you are listening to me and you have not listened to the warning signs. I am coming to you in the name of Jesus, and we expose every plot, every wicked scheme, every assignment from hell that has come against you. I declare in Jesus' name, every lie of the enemy, it is defeated, it is ruined, it is bound in the name of Jesus, and it is arrested. The enemy is not going to come in his disguise and take the people out. The Bible says that he masquerades, he disguises himself. Why? Because he doesn't want you to know who's behind it. Because I guarantee you, if he knocked on your door, you wouldn't let him in. I guarantee you, if he showed you what was really behind that friend, what was really behind that family member, I guarantee you, you would not sit and have a drink with that person. I guarantee you, if you knew what was really behind that, we wouldn't make a lot of the decisions that we have made. And so many of you that are listening to me, you've made a lot of wrong choices because of the deception that has come, the plots and the schemes. So in the name of Jesus, I command the body of Christ to take back their keys. In the name of Jesus, and stop being deceived. That word deception means the act of causing someone to accept something as truth or valid, when in reality it is not false. It's false. It's not valid. And so that's what the enemy is coming to do. Hidden plots, hidden schemes, hidden agendas, hidden assignments, all in the name of taking you out. You cannot be taken out. You've got to end strong. You've got to end strong. You've got to begin strong. You've got to keep your focus, your concentration. You've got to know that God is light and he's coming with revelation. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everybody listening to me. And in Jesus' name, I pray that everybody would go and seek the presence of God. That if you're watching me or you're listening to me, that you would embrace the presence of God like never before. That you would go and take refuge there. That you would stay in the presence of God. That you would embrace the presence of God. That you would hunger for the presence of God. I pray in the name of Jesus that many of you will have dreams. Things will start to get exposed in those dreams. I declare in Jesus' name that every hidden plot be exposed. I declare in Jesus' name that everything that has been hidden right now starts to get exposed. And I pray that the people that are watching me, listening to me, are going to want to know the truth, because the truth will set them free. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call truth to you. I call light to be released. Revelation in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. Please go and check us out on Instagram. for a lot of my preachings. You will hear them in their entirety, and you can go and check it out and go to my website. You can also go to my Instagram and my Facebook as well. You can see some video clips, and you can also see some blogs. And I'd love for you to go and get my book. I've got two books that I'm working on, and they will come out in 2019. You can also check out my calendar soon and what cities I'm going to be in and what nations I'm going to be in. So I'm super excited about that. I bless you in the name of Jesus.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.